Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships.
And my first question is, what has been the biggest challenge in your relationship, and how have the two of you overcome that challenge?
Marissa.
I think our biggest challenge has been relational with, for me, it's dealing, dealing with the differences. I had a strong dad, but he had a strong mom. And maneuvering that situation, you know, how to deal with, he had a very strong mom. How do I deal with that? You know, the in-law situation, because that was very difficult. And his dad was very passive and laid back. Awesome. I mean, just very loving. No one could do anything wrong with his dad. Mm-hmm. But my dad was really strong, and Brad had to maneuver that one, but his mom was really strong. So the in-law situation was a tough one for me to have to maneuver.
Yeah. I think probably for me, you know, so like, I believe that a man's number one need is respect. And so I felt disrespected by Stephanie a lot. She wasn't trying to be disrespectful, in fairness to her, but yeah, giving me unsolicited advice on things like, for example, like back when she didn't work up here in the office at the church, and she was home and didn't know the inner workings of things, she would give me lots of advice on what I needed to do, how I needed to lead, where I wasn't leading correctly. And she's just trying to help. But like, that was really hard for me, because you got to realize, man, like my dad let my mom get away with a lot of stuff. And she talked to him, and she was good to him and loved him. But even when my mom was out of line, when I was an adult and my mom was out of line, my dad would call me and tell me I needed to apologize to my mom because she was my mom, even though she was the one that was wrong. So I had a lot of that in me, you know what I'm saying? And so I had a hair trigger with, I felt like I was a hard worker. I felt like I was doing my best to provide. And I felt disrespected. We had to work through that. I mean, that has been
counseling.
Lots of counseling, lots of arguments. That was a big, because I'm a words of affirmation guy, you know? And so when she's trying to give me probably a really good idea, I would take it as I'm not working hard enough. I'm not doing good enough.
Mm-hmm. You were hearing it as criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Criticism. And, you know, because Steph is very opinionated, and she loves to give her opinion on things. And I'm right. Yeah. And listen.
Always.
And really, I probably should have listened to her more. But, you know, when you're clawing in your 20s and 30s and you're trying to get going, you know, you're
just making it.
Yeah. Those were big things. I mean, and you know, we overcame the family holiday thing. I would say within a few years, mm-hmm. we got that pretty tackled well, where we learned how
found a little bit of a balance there.
We got a balance.
But then the issues with all of that baggage came up, mm-hmm. and then we had to do counseling.
Mm-hmm. So I hear kind of a consistent, we just counseling with Brad when you're talking about those things was really important, because it was another yeah. viewpoint, right. another alternative or a game right. plan. I think you all said earlier, right?
Here's another thing. Plan. Right. Yeah. Here's another thing with family of origin. Okay. So I grew up. So my mom was a clean freak. I never in my entire life until I went to college ever washed a piece of clothing, folded socks. Now I have to put them in the drawer. But my mom, you could have eaten off the toilet seats. Okay. It was just, she was a clean freak. Steph grew up in the opposite. Okay.
Not quite opposite.
Not opposite, but close. You got to, you're with me on that, right?
Yeah.
It just, and so.
We'll accept different. Well, how about that? Right. Stephanie, is that a good
word? No. Let me be fair. Right. Mom and Dad, her mom is not like, they're not nasty.
Right, no.
But like.
We all played lots of sports.
Is it just, but clutter's not a big deal. It's stacking.
It's a little chaos. A little chaos.
You know, I know where the stuff is in the stack. Yeah. Lots of nests built in places. So those were things I had to learn.
Yeah.
We did.
But I'm not a nest person, but right. With the kids who are busy.
But I will give this up. Listen, Steph, she's met me in the middle on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will give her that. I mean, and I've had to learn to meet her in the middle. And you know, I think we got a good compromise. But what you're talking about behind the scenes, lots of bickering and fighting in the early days.
Yeah.
I was disrespectful to her. I mean, I would come home, be tired, and there'd be laundry piled up. And I'd be like, what do you do all day? I mean, how can this, you don't have to work another job. Why can't this be done? I don't get it.
What do you need from Brad in order for you to achieve the highest level of intimacy? And I'm not talking behind the bedroom door and the private stuff, but for you to feel intimate and close to him, what do you need?
I think the communication for me is the openness, you know, because women in contrast to men, usually we share everything. You know, we're very verbal creatures, but men do not share as much. Brad, because he's a communicator, is pretty verbal. So he shares a lot, but because we've gone to counseling for years, that we're pretty open with our needs. For me, it's the emotional needs. But we're pretty open with our emotional needs, you know, where our needs are not being met. But men are not as open with their emotional needs. That I am not getting this met. And it's not a wrong thing to say when a man is not getting that need met. To just, because it's part of communication. And it's not a blame game when you say, I'm not getting that met. Because when you say it, the wife has an opportunity to meet that need. I feel like it's a wonderful opportunity for a wife to meet that need. You know, the intimacy that comes from a husband and wife to meet the needs that can only a wife can meet.
So I love this next question. And that is, I'm gonna start with you, Stephanie. What is it that Brad does, maybe one or two things that he does that just lights you up, that puts the biggest smile on your face?
Brad is he's a very verbal person. So he's a words of affirmation person. And I am not a words of affirmation person, but I do like it. So he tells me, you know, all kinds of wonderful things, and I enjoy that. But when he does little things around the house, like acts of service is a big thing for me. And that is a huge, our gifts, you know, just random, when he really thinks, because I like to be surprised, you know, when he listens and hears, oh, she said she wanted this from this store, or she just had a, you know, gave hints. When he does something like that, that means he listened and listened intently. You know, he found out I liked pink peonies and brought me home 3 of them. You know, that means he was listening intently with a purpose. And that brings a smile to my face when he listens. And
yeah, you feel
like
heard. You feel like,
yes.
So what about you? What about you, Brad? What is the one thing Stephanie does that just makes your heart smile?
One thing is when she verbalizes her belief in me, and her, when she points out somewhere that I'm winning, and what makes me feel like a winner, that's more than anything. I would say next to that would be acts of service. So it means a lot when I come home and the house is not chaotic. That means a lot to me. And I would say those two things, man. I mean, like those, if I have those two things, I'm
a golden retriever.
I'm a golden retriever.
Life is good.
That's good. Well, it's fun to hear. Fun to hear what makes people tick. I think we have a lot of different things in common. So I know that we started off by y'all sharing that you're both pastors, and Brad, I knew that about you, but I did not know that about your bride. So where can people find you? And if we want to learn more about the two of you and what you guys are doing, where do we go look? How do we connect?
Well, we're on social media, Instagram mostly. My Instagram handle is Brad White GC. So, and hers is
Stephanie Bowler White.
And then our church is gatheringchurch.cc.
Yeah.
www.gatheringchurch.cc. Not the gathering, just gatheringchurch.cc. And we're on Facebook, and because I have, you know, we're on social media. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter as well. I'm Brad White LP on there, capital L, capital P. And man, we're on there, but mostly Instagram. I mean, we pretty much do Instagram more than anything.
Nice. Well, we just want to say thank you so much and express our gratitude for who you are and what you do in the Tampa community as pastors. We're really grateful to you today, especially for opening up and being vulnerable with us, with our listeners, and giving us a little bit of insight into what makes you kick ass and what makes love last, right?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. Great to get to know you, Stephanie. I'm excited. Brad, always good to reconnect with you. It's been a fun journey, and so grateful for you guys being vulnerable and sharing, and a lot of great pearls. So we look forward to bringing it back to you so you can share with others too.
I love it. And you're very welcome for what you said, but thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for having us.
And just that you would give your time and energy and resources to make stuff like this happen is awesome.
Build marriages.
And we're so proud of you guys.
This is awesome. Thank you.
We love the Hoffmans, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Guys.
We'll keep it going,
care.
Man.
Thanks. All right, man. We're looking forward to having you back.
We'll speak to you guys.
Thank you. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's all we've got for this episode of the Kick-Ass Couples Podcast. If you like the content of this show, you'll love Matthew's upcoming book, Kick-Ass Husband, Winning at Life, Marriage, and Sex. To receive a digital mini book of quotes and images from the book, all you have to do is rate this show and leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Then email us a screenshot of your review at podcast@kickasscouplespodcast.com. And we'll get it over to you right away.
Until next time, remember, happily ever after doesn't just happen, it's on purpose.